think of my neck's getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Well, radio and podcast friends, I am Jay, and I am so glad we are 1 week, or even less, 6 days away from summer. You've tuned in to the Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio. If you're listening by podcast, welcome from wherever you are. But you, the radio listeners, God bless America, but more so, the Pikes Peak region right here in Colorado. If you've not heard my voice before, I'm your friend, Jay. You can call me right at 719-330-1457, where this is the Home and Mortgage Talk Show. We try not to make it boring. I almost fell asleep there. I've already got my energy drink all set aside, but I do a lot of cult classic shows and conversations and podcasts here. The first and the original conversation was Demographics in America, where through an economist, Harry Dent, if you want to get that, he's got the Roaring 2000s and a half a dozen other books that I've read, but he talks about supply and demand economies. Big generations, small generations, big generations, small generations. For millennial, they have alternated between like big generations like the Great Generation, small generation like the Silent Generation from 1925 to 1946. Then you have the Baby Boomers, which was the largest generation as defined by the boom of babies after the war. And then my illustrious generation, which is Gen X, which was supposed to be an X numerically for the 10th generation, and then we have the millennials, and then we have the Gen Zs, and now we continue on. That's a conversation that has been very near and dear to my heart. We've also had conversations about the three little houses and investing in real estate. We've always had conversations about the values of homes and the prices of mortgage, and that's where I've had a conversation about all neighborhoods and zip codes are not created equal. And there's several more along the way, but one that I am doing now for the third time that is a baseline principle to finances, a baseline principle to budgeting. I come to the microphone as a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. I've been with Churchill Mortgage since 2015, have had Garvin's Mortgage Group since 2004, and then I worked for Top Gun Mortgage the first 5 years of my career from 1999 to 2004. And I told individuals back then that gave me advice, well, let me tell you, Junior, I know a thing or two about real estate and mortgage. Thanks for that sound effect there, Matt. But I told people, hey, I respect you because you're a human being and Jesus loves you, but unless you're retired by the time you're 55 financially or 60, or you own the company of mortgage and you're expanding, or your real estate franchise, I would hold the recommendations. And I've worked very, very hard in the mortgage industry. We are a ESOP, an employee stock owner plan with Churchill, where myself and the other 500 team members are owners. We've worked very, very hard, but all of this is set on foundations. And one of the foundational conversations I want to have today with the drumroll Matt is our conversation titled Start the Summer with Income. Now, I'm not going to teach you how to get a job or how to open up a lemonade stand or how to become a Uber Eats driver. I've done all of those. I, in fact, will get into this, but I've varied between 5 and 7 jobs or sources of income in my life, definitely my adult life. Started working when I was 16, and I haven't stopped. Many of you who are listening are very, very hard workers. I come with experience. My very first job ever was at my late grandfather's assisted living center. They used to call them old folks homes back then in Wisconsin. And I was a food server when I was 14 years old. And I don't consider that a real job because I just did it for a summer and a school year. My first real job was Kohl's. not department store, but the Kohl's grocery store in Wisconsin, where I cleaned the meat department for over 2 years while I was going to my junior year in high school and my senior year in high school. Then I went to college, then I went multiple jobs through college, and then went into the military as a career. Well, all of those, my friend, are specific types of income. And that's what I want to conversate and talk with you about today, is what are the eight streams or forms of income? Like, we're talking in the entire world. Like, is there 200 streams of income? Is there two streams of income? No, there are eight streams of income, no more, no less. It just depends on which ones you're participating in. And I'm going to talk about, first I'm going to list these. Then after the break, I'm going to talk about why do each one of these streams of income comprise of all the jobs in the entire world that ever have been, currently are, or will ever be in the future. So here are the eight streams of income for those of you that don't know them and have them memorized, because I do. The first and most popular form of income is earned income. Salary or an hourly income job where you go to a job, give them hours and production, and you get a paycheck. Now, number two is the largest wealth building in the history of the world, and that is business income, or some people say profit income. You can say business profit income. That's income from growing a business that you've set up and the expansion thereof. Top 20 people in the world, from Elon Musk to Larry Ellison to Warren Buffett, all these people have built businesses. Now, the third form is interest income, one of the oldest in time. It's referenced biblically, where you give someone money, they give you interest, and they get a principal balance to work with. Number four is dividend income. That's a dividend off a profitable company or stock. Number five is capital gain. That's the second most common. Everybody who has a 401k, a 401k, or an IRA, that's where money grows that gives you profit, but only as it grows. And then number six is royalty and licensing income, which is whether you've got a good voice or you have a good app or you're an influencer. That's a residual income, or whether you've written a book. And seven is my favorite, rental income. I have it mean to a house. It means for everything. And finally, direct income. Someone's pension, someone's retirement pay. These are the only eight streams of income in the world. So that's what we're going to talk about today, so don't go anywhere. I'll be back. Call me at 719-330-1457 to learn more, or just to simply start your next purchase or refinance transaction with Churchill Mortgage. Back after these messages.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beef?
Well, I didn't go to work for the pop, I was sick.
Now you can't use a car because you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
Well, welcome back. I am Jay, your host. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. And let me tell you, ain't no blues. There is a cure for the summertime blues. That's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about starting summer with income, and that will cure your blues out there. In fact, we're talking about eight ways, streams of income. And I was more than 34 years old and out of the military and working in mortgage and starting a family even before I knew what careers and streams of income were. Now today, 25 years later, as I'm kicking the big 5-8 behind me, just happened last month in May, start the summer with income starts with you understanding where income comes from. And in all the studying that I've done with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 articles and fact sheets in front of me, even though I've done this several times before. I have spent hours, dozens and hundreds of hours, classes, and studying on different streams of income. I'm going to get into all the different variations, but in a nutshell, anywhere you go, in the textbooks, on the internet, to financially and business educated folks, there are only 8 ways to make income streams in this entire world. And what do you mean by income streams? It's a way for you to make money to provide for your family. And here in America, we do it more efficiently and more aggressively and actually more overboard than any other human population I've ever met. I've spent a lot of times. I stopped counting at a half a dozen times that I've went down to Honduras, and there isn't a single person I've ever met down there that can tell me about streams of income. It doesn't make us more happy. In fact, there's evidence that all of this overloaded on us makes us less happy. But it's good to know the baseline, because in the United States, if you go and try hard in school and do well and get a good education or a good trade or a good discipline, then you can provide for your family. You can get a good career. You can get a good job. You can get a good business. You can get a good investment. That's not the way everywhere else in the world. In Honduras, I know dozens of people personally that have went to school, stayed out of the drug cartel, stayed out of the streets, went to school and got a good education, actually went to one of the Honduran universities, got a good degree in engineering, which is one of the top 5 best careers in the world. Engineering, accounting, law, medical, you know, whether you're a doctor or a nurse, and so forth and so on. It's very, very steady. But this individual is still a day laborer because there is not much use for an engineer in Honduras. There's only about 6 to 8 million people in the country, depending on how many have walked through the gap in Panama to get up to United States or wherever they fled to. They don't build bridges in Honduras. They just drive through the rivers. They don't create infrastructure with underground lines or high-speed internet. It's just no money, no infrastructure, no balanced government to do that. It's not bad or good. It's just different. I also have spent a lot of time in Europe. I lived there for years. And let me tell you, there may be a lot of socialistic countries over there, but they really know how to balance their work life. And we have a situation or a challenge with that in the United States. So if you start to have money work for you and you have a balanced life with your family around you, then you can worry less about money and money becomes less of a big deal. And I said that to my assistant 10 years back, and she goes, Jay, you tell me that money isn't the most important thing, but you say that with the fact that you have it. Many of us don't. And Rebecca, I was like, that is a very insightful statement. I also love, appreciate, follow, and revere Dave Ramsey and his folks. He's taught me a lot, Churchill Mortgage. We've been partnered with him across the nation and on the radio and podcasts for over 30 years. But he'll tell people, if you're going to buy an investment property, do so only with cash. You don't take a 30-year mortgage, a 15-year mortgage. And I say, Dave, that's great, but that's because you have hundreds of millions and you can buy it for cash. Not all of us can buy houses for cash. Now, my wife and I have been able to buy 2 houses for cash, but now after one son is finishing college and one daughter is starting college, I could not buy a house for cash right now. I've spent it all on the universities, and that's a whole separate conversation as to why you have to spend $150,000 to $350,000 to get a top-notch degree in this country. It's insane. But I digress. Whoa, there you go, Matt. Squirrel in a tree, off subject, back on. Okay. So earned income is the first stream of income, folks, and that is the same for all of us. Regardless of whether you're listening right now, like Jeff, I know that you're a radio listener and you drive a truck, or all the mail delivery professionals and all of the utility professionals and anybody out there driving a truck, you're no different than me originating a mortgage or someone selling real estate or a dentist fixing your teeth, or a doctor completing a surgery like Dr. Pak, or a teacher, or an engineer, or anything in between. We all have to go to work, complete a task in order to get paid. Now, unless you're a government worker during COVID when you just shut the damn office down, don't go to work at all and take your full paycheck and work in your bubble bath. Those days are over, folks. But it's all a paycheck, earned income for time and work that you perform. That is what 98% of the people that walk around every day do to make money. And that is flat out exhausting. So exhausting that I took a break between the military and mortgage. Took a break during mortgage after COVID. I am excited what I do, and I thank God I've got multiple streams of income, and I want to share that with you today. And the whole bottom line up front with this show today is if you listen closely to these different forms and streams of income, you're going to be a prisoner to the spend-first microwave instant gratification society that we live in, as opposed to having control of it. And I think Dave Ramsey, paraphrasing, said, if you don't control your budget and your budget and your money will control you. Because if you don't have a budget, that means your budget is not having a budget. You just spend. Because everybody has a budget every month. You buy the same things over and over and over, even if it's frivolous things. But you've got to get ahead. And the bottom line up front is that if you don't put down your remote, if you don't even on occasion turn off the radio, turn off your phone, put down your alcoholic drink, put down your pot pipe or your edible, then you are destined to work for somebody who does put one or all of those things down. And the first and most prevalent form of income stream is earned income. And that's your salary, your hourly income, and your primary job. Now, number two is instead of having a boss that you work for, there is business or profit income. And if you're a small business owner like me, you just buy a company and then you work for that. But at least you have growth potential, you have employment, acceleration, or advancement potential, you have growth potential, and it's the largest form of wealth creation in the world, and that's business income. Now, the third one I know very well because of mortgage is interest income. I'm one of the team member owners of Churchill, and part of our income is loans that we service, and that's interest income. You can lend someone money, and for giving them $5,000, you can earn money over time. And now this is residual. Now, number four is dividend income, which is also residual, which means you can buy a stock like Ford or Procter & Gamble, that's a blue chip stock, that gives you a percent profit every year. I just talked to a friend of mine, Uri. He's like, yeah, I don't like companies with dividends. They don't grow as fast. Well, that's the next form of income, capital gains. If you buy a stock like Amazon at $100 a share and you sell it at $200 a share, you've increased your income through capital gains. You sell it and then you're taxed. If you buy a stock like Procter & Gamble, the stock may increase in a capital gain, but also they share a percent, usually 1% to 6% of their profit with you, the shareholder, every year. Now, one that still eludes me, this is the only income source that I have not utilized in my life, is royalty income. And that's the magic income, folks. That's the magic income of through creating a licensing and music and writing and art and a book and photography or much, much more. You can create a song like Elvis Presley, and his granddaughter, decades after he's dead, can still be receiving a royalty. And then you have direct income. Not many people have this, but I've created this category. Where do you put the category of your military retirement? Where do you put your category of para retirement? Where do you put the category of your railroad pension that your late husband has? Those are all in direct income. But the one that I love the most, the working man's income stream, is rental income. And within rental income, real estate in long-term held forever real estate income is where my wife and I bought not three, not five, not six, but eight homes to where we get residual income through rents every month. Is it passive? No. It's active residual. We put effort into it more than you would a stock, but the return on investment is so much stronger. So if you understand earned income, business income, interest income, dividend income, capital gains income, royalty income, rental income, and direct income, you then can build streams of income. And I'm going to go into the details in the next break, but the bottom line is that for people who are financially wealthy, they have 5 to 7 income sources in their life, and they use these 7 and 8 income streams. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to tell you how you can apply it in your life after these messages. Call me at 719-330-1457. I'd love to help you with your next purchase or refinance mortgage. I'm a licensed loan originator, so call me during the break. Or this weekend, Jay Garvin Show, back right after these messages.
Now I'm not talking about excessive greed, the kind that puzzle the scribes and Pharisees. I don't worship it like a golden calf, but change in my pocket is always good for a laugh.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping.
Rainy days seem to wind up sunny, long as you got a little spending money.
Housekeeping.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I'm Jay. I'm your friend. Having the conversation all hour long, if you're just joining me, about what are the 8 streams of income. You go onto the internet, folks, and you can call me on this. 719-330-1457. I'm an investment property owner, real estate advocate, not licensed real estate agent, but a licensed loan originator. Would love to have a conversation with you how you can build streams of income in your life, whether it's earned income, another job, business income, interest income, dividend income, capital gains income, royalties income, rentals income, or whether you finished your career as a teacher in military and you have a para or a army retirement. I can help you navigate these streams of income. And all of the streams of income are not created equal, because if you have a earned income stream of income, as soon as you step out of your job or you step out of the river, the stream stops. The day you quit, the day you get fired, that income source is gone. And I tell people, the very definition of a nightmare in America today, if you're a 57-year-old male or female and you just got let go and you've only got one stream of income, your J-O-B or your career, which is just a lifelong J-O-B, you're screwed. And if you're listening to this at 75 years old and you've only got Social Security and you're hurting, but by the grace of God you are a homeowner, please listen here. As a licensed loan originator, I can help you, because a lot of people, to include Ramsey Solutions and stuff like that and other individuals, I speak to you from Jay Garvin's, the radio show host, nobody more, nobody less. A reverse mortgage can be a stream of income for you, and that would be a direct stream of income where you eliminate your mortgage and get money and you don't have to pay a monthly payment. Now, I'm not telling you that's good or bad. I'm just saying when you're 70 to 80 years old, your ability to generate new streams of income dramatically decreases. As I'm going to go into this segment, if you're 23 years old, or even better, 19 years old, like my daughter, you can get a J-O-B and get other streams of income. Here are the streams of income that I have. I have one stream of income of direct income from a military career that I served, and now I get a monthly paycheck directly. Number two, and our second largest by far, is rental income. I've helped more than 1,100 of you that are listening buy houses, and if you rent that out, either in a short-term rental like Airbnb in the house you live, or a long-term rental in an investment property that you don't live in, that gives you a monthly income that's residual, just like a retirement with para. Now, number three, I have capital gains. I have IRAs, I have 401ks that have investments with no dividends. And therefore, when my stock goes up, when my retirement goes up, when my investment goes up, I make a capital gain. Number four is dividend income. My father taught me this. I think I'm blown away by how many people don't realize that Tesla, Amazon, Apple, all great companies, none of them pay you annually for their profits. I have Johnson Controls. I have Ford Motor Company. All of those are blue chip stocks that pay you anywhere between 1.5% and 6.5% of profit on your stock every single year. And then I also have interest income. I also have business profit income because Churchill Mortgage, that I'm an active team member of, that's not only my earned income, but also my business profit income because I am a stockholder of an actively operating and growing company. So I would encourage you, I'm no more special or no more limited than you. I just have a work ethic. I'm ambitiously lazy. The last 10 months, I've only done 3 out of 6 of these forms of income, but I recently got back into the dividend income investments. I recently have not only been with Churchill, but went back to a active earned income job of originating loans again because I'm excited for the future. And then also I went ahead and started to reinvest in capital gains. So for a while there, I was not doing more than 3. The bottom line up front in this conversation today is that in these streams of income are more than tens of thousands of job opportunities. And today with the internet, that includes YouTube and Google searches and second and third income earning jobs like Uber Eats and Lyft, you can have multiple jobs within a stream of income like earned income. That's what we call it, of a gig economy career, which means it's like a guy with a guitar, a gal with a violin at night that you go earn some extra bucks by playing with your talent for a little bit. See, some of the things that you can look into that are within the streams of income are things like pet sitting. That's an earned income job, but it's within that stream. You can sell items online. I've had friends of mine, many of them, that have taken little trinkets, bought them en masse, singled them out, and sold them right on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, or Amazon. That's a gig economy career. You can actually tutor students. That's what my son has done at college. That's what friends of mine have done online. And that's utilizing another job and stream of income. You can sell services online. God knows my wife gets text 8 times a week about the extra money that she can earn from home because somehow the logarithm, the AI of life, finds out that my wife works from home, so they give her opportunities all the time. If you're professional with what you do, you can do consulting services. You can create sales funnels. You can go into direct marketing companies like Mary Kay or Amway. You can sell stuff that you have. That can be another income source. But some of these fall in active income, like a job where you have to be active in order to make money, or it can be capital gains where it's active. But if you want residual forms of income, that would be, you know, I say a rental property. You buy the property, and while you sleep, you earn money for someone who is renting that of which you own. Now they do it with cars. You can actually do short-term rental on cars. There's all sorts of rental services now where people buy cars and rent them and are in direct and direct competition with like Hertz or Enterprise. This is why I say there's so much more opportunity. What you have to find is your niche and what you're interested in. During the next and final segment, I'm going to talk some notes with a young individual, again, I found on YouTube, that says, hey, I'm less than 24 years old, and these are ways that I have found to get different streams of income, some of them active, some of them residual, and even more that are passive. See, residual income comes and is earned automatically, but it requires effort. Something that's passive income, like a royalty, means that you can do a task like write a song or write a book, and that will continue to give with no effort or passively come to you in the future. So don't go anywhere. Please call me. I'm a licensed loan originator. I'd love to help you with your next purchase or refinance. Get your budget in order and buy your next house. 719-330-1457. I'll be back after these important messages to wrap up this conversation about starting your summer with income and the 8 streams of income before you. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Long as you got a little spending money. Long as you got a little spending money. Oh, give me some spending money.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between airport and man.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. And today we're talking, you and I, nobody else in the world, just you and me, about the 8 streams of income. Now, I've talked about these up and down, left and right, and the 7 streams of income that are very commonly found on the internet are earned income, which is your job. Business profit income is the company that you own that you work as a job. Your interest income is if you lend people money and they give you an interest payment in return. Dividend income, which is if you've purchased a company that shares their profits residually without effort from you, that's a dividend income. Then there's capital gains, which is the second most popular next to a job earned income, which is capital gains, 401ks, IRAs, stuff like that. America's very predominant in that, more so than China by far. No such thing in places like Honduras or Ecuador. Very prevalent in Europe. Chinese, because most Russia, because of the communism and most of the companies being state-owned, they don't have stock markets and 401ks and investments like we do. But United States, almost 65% of the people alive in the United States have some money in capital gains investment markets, just like 65% of the people, plus or minus, own a home, which is a capital gain investment. If your house gets more expensive, more valuable, and then you sell it, you get a gain in capital. You pay tax on it, unless it's your primary residence and it's under a $500,000 gain, and then you move on. Then you have royalty income, which is one that's even eluded me. If you've got a license ranging from creating music, art, a book, photography, stuff like that, it truly becomes residual and passive. And then you've got rental income, which is residual and can be passive if you have a very comprehensive contract with your property manager. And then the one that I've discovered and put in unique is direct income, because I can't find where anybody puts a military retirement, Social Security, a para-retirement, and if you get an inheritance. All of those are direct income that comes to you uniquely in that circumstance. But what are the different jobs and tasks that you can have within these income streams? Because interest income is residual. Dividend income is residual. Royalties income is residual. Rental income is residual. And direct income is residual. See, earned income, your job, is not residual. I beat that horse to death. Capital gains, a 401k. So if you do those two things, if you stop working, your money stops and you don't have retirement and you put it in a 401k, then you have a pile of money. And in your retirement years, you take a shovel full off it and throw it away and use it, and the pile gets smaller. If you have an investment property, you might have effort in that, but every single month, you will get residual from your rental. And if that rental stops, you still have an asset that you can sell for a capital gain. It's kind of a two-in-one. So what I'm going to tell you, and then the rare of the rarest air, is passive income. See, residual usually requires a little bit of effort. But you truly can say royalty income is truly passively residual. And dividend income is truly passively residual. And interest income is passively residual if you've got a good contract until you have to foreclose or call your note on them. But you get into rental income, and unless you've got a really good property manager, you're not going to have truly passive residual income. My wife and I have a lot of friends who have properties, and they require effort unless you give a substantial or a portion of that profit to someone actively providing you services to keep it residual and passive. But here are some examples here. The younger you are, I want to finish on this note. I have learned so much through the internet, and I went on to YouTube, just like I read books, a lot of books, and I hope you do too. Took my mom 35 years to get me reading books, but I read this awesome little 7-minute video and others on the side, but this one in particular, about a young gentleman that was 23 years old that said, how do I build seven streams of income by 24 years old? And he started to talk Latin to even me that I didn't understand. He started talking about creating print art on the side with a gig economy job. And there's something called Teespring where you can take your artistic ability, build some tag art or some creative art, put it out on a site, and residually when people buy that art that might be on the site for a week, a month, or a year, you'll get a small commission check of maybe $2 to $20. Well, then he said, once you do that, you can also take that tag art and put it on Amazon, and now you've got Teespring, which is a company similar to Amazon. Amazon, which is a selling mechanism that is tens of thousands times a Teespring. But he said he spent the time to get a individual piece of earned income by creating an art and then getting it out on a website that people can subscribe to. I actively do the radio show every week, but residually my podcast is out there to be heard, and I am still transparently trying to monetize that. He also talked about Redbubble and Udemy, about how you can sell things, and it is just insane. If you're less than 35 years old and you're listening to this radio show or podcast, you can call me, please, at 719-330-1457, 719-330-1457, or text me and say, hey, old man, I'd love to school you in this area, because if you ever stop learning, you stop growing, which means you stop living. And the last important thing that I want to say about these streams of income is twofold. Number one, if you don't put down your distraction and get another stream of income, you might end up short, and it's only your fault, no one else's. And secondly, and most importantly, it's not what you get and what income you create, it's what you give back. There's more satisfaction, there's more that you gain from giving than receiving, and that's what the stage of life my wife and I are in. So that's why I tell you, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because all the streams of income don't matter. It's your streams of relationship and the streams of love and value that you have in your life. So call me at 719-330-1457. The Jay Garvin Show. I enjoy every moment with you. Have a great week.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Talk about, yeah, Friday, dollar bills, y'all. Come on now.